About 24 Wrangell residents expressed various concerns at the meeting, but their main message to the Forest Service was, don't close cabins. There are 22 cabins on the Wrangell Ranger District that each receive between 8 and over 100 reservations a year. One cabin was taken off the reservation system recently, and more cabins with low use could be slated for closure. As Congress has appropriated less and less money for Tongass recreation programs, Wrangell's seasonal rec staff shrunk from 4 people to just 1 worker. Wrangell District Ranger Bob Dalrymple says they just don't have the resources to keep up with cabin maintenance, so the district will try to get help from volunteers and nonprofits. This is part of a region-wide strategy the Forest Service describes as moving away from doing work on rec sites and focusing on organizing other entities to do the work. At the public meeting, Wrangell residents said they want to help the recreation program. They said they would do repair work, shuttle volunteers to remote cabins, and donate money. But District Ranger Bob Dalrymple admits volunteering for the Forest Service isn't that simple.
Pretty clear, you know, that we have some obstacles, I guess, that don't make that as easy as it should be. So we are focusing on that. Actually, the whole forest is focusing on that.
Depending on the job, volunteering can involve education and safety requirements because the Forest Service incurs liability for its volunteers. And for nonprofits and businesses wanting to circumvent that by offering money to the district, there is no avenue for donating to a cabin maintenance fund. The Stikine Sportsmen Association has an agreement with the Forest Service to take care of Middle Ridge Cabin, but it can't donate money outright. If a window is broken at the cabin, the association can donate a new window, and Forest Service staff would install it. Dalrymple says he'll be working with a Tongass Partnership Coordinator to see how the district can better collaborate with groups in town. He says the district also needs to do a better job of letting people know about volunteer opportunities and that it's clear the district needs someone to coordinate volunteer work. Former recreation staff member Bob Lippert says he tried to do that when he worked for the Forest Service. He expressed frustration with the conversation that took place at the meeting because those topics have been discussed within the Forest Service for a few years.
This whole budget crisis, it didn't just happen overnight. It's been being talked about since 2012. And so I feel like it was just a blatant lack of preparation and kind of ignoring what was being said.
Lippert says the budget situation is serious, but he thinks the recreation program could be in a better place now if things had been done differently. Mainly, he wanted a maintenance crew leader position to be filled a few years ago.
You still need at least a skeleton crew of people that have the skills and the knowledge of how to get everywhere, even if you have, you know, a cadre of volunteers. So that was the one battle that I fought the hardest, was to get that one position filled. And I feel like if that position would have been filled, regardless of the budget situation, it would have been a lot better.
Now the Forest Service has a hiring freeze in place. Lippert says volunteering is great, but there are certain things volunteers probably don't want to do, like burn waste from outhouses. So he thinks for this strategy to work, either more staff is needed or private contractors would have to get involved.
That statement about being conveners rather than doers came out in early 2014, and I don't really know what that means, and I haven't really seen what the Forest Service is really doing regarding that. I'm not sure who they're convening to do the doing.
Lippert added that the recreation staff on the district has been asking to have a public meeting on this topic for 2 years. Closing down low-use cabins and partnering with other organizations aren't the only strategies the Forest Service has for dealing with the funding decline. They will reduce services, which Wrangell has seen in the form of not having firewood provided at cabins and campsites. They will increase fees, which already happened for all cabins in Alaska. The Forest Service might also increase fees for the Anan Wildlife Observatory. If it does come down to getting rid of cabins, decisions will be based on how often they're used. Dalrymple says if Wrangell residents fix something at a recreation site or clear a trail, they should let the district office know.
We do have to track our volunteer hours that people help us with. It goes into a national database. But that's good to do, because then that database is used to funnel money to encourage more of that.
He also encourages people to tell the Forest Service if anything on the district requires maintenance. At the end of the public meeting, Brenda Schwartz-Jaeger urged residents to write to Congress because that's where Tongass recreation funding decisions are made. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Katarina Sestarek.